This is the Planning Commission work session for Thursday, June 15, 2017.
All right, so we are having work session today in June in lieu of the one we would have had in July. So we're going to be here for the 4th of July. So if you don't have a staff report or packet in front of you, that will be coming to you later. Probably a couple weeks before the hearing, the July 20th hearing. So there are three items for July 20th, and this is starting the docket process, which are items that the board has put on the docket. These are county-initiated items. So the first one is... This is Cueto. This is to correct a mapping error. There are portions of approximately six or seven properties that are in the Camas urban growth area. And these properties are in the city limits of Vancouver. When they did the annexation and development, it looked like they followed this. This is a section line. So when they annexed this as part of Cascade Park annexation, they followed the section line and not the parcel line. So hopefully visually you can see it a little better. This is a subdivision that's developed. Half of it's in the city of Vancouver. The other half is in the Camas UPA. So what we're proposing to do is move this line down so it's parallel with this red line so that all of the property is in the Vancouver UGA. It's a development that's already occurred. I looked at the school districts, all properties would still be in the Camas School District, which is what they are now. There's going to be some changes in the comp plan related to zoning, because this parcel is, I think, zoned for industrial business park, and that's part of this little area here. So when I get to the maps, you'll see that. Let's see if I can. So these areas will remove the business park because it's already developed as residential. It's part of the homeowners association. These are already residential. So those will be the changes that come before you. Any questions or concerns about this proposal? Pretty straightforward. Next one is happening. So this 8.14 acre piece that's currently zoned community commercial. It's along 152nd Avenue, Patton Parkway to the south, 99th Street north. I believe this is Work Elementary School. There's a Flag Fund Airport airfield is adjacent. The request is to go from community commercial to R16 zoning.
And is anything else happening with that property, Jose?
Chris is mentioning that because today the property owners had pre-application conference to develop this as commercial, as an RV storage. So we gave them a week to let us know whether they want to go forward with this as residential or whether they want to continue on with their pre-application to do an RV storage. before you in July. But in case it does, you are. You really know. Any questions about this?
Is there going to be a staff recommendation that comes with it?
Yeah, well, there was. Most of the staff recommendation has been done. We'll see what happens. So last one. Is Walton here?
Have a staff report to you, like Jose said, in a couple weeks, for the July 20 hearing. ones that you talked to?
Yes.
What are their, what's the zoning there?
R20.
R20.
Yeah, so 1 to 2 units per acre. There's some constraints down here anyways. It's a big slope down here. So, yeah, and, you know, I, most of them were trying to figure out what it would mean to them, you know, with their constraints on their property, so I think that's why they wouldn't do anything with it. But no one's ever officially said it in writing.
And the big parcel to the east is?
This one? Yeah. Fairgrounds.
So what,
is that included part?
When you look at that, is there a park behind your department it? Have any ideas what would be required for transportation improvements to lift Urban Holding out in that area? Would it require the improvements on 11th or just improvements on 179th?
Well, that's a really big question. I'm not prepared to answer that. 179th Street improvements, so everything has included in that.
Because I don't think there's anything in the CFP that deals with those roads. I
mean, no, not anywhere correct. Close to that. It's, yeah. It's the interchange.
It won't. It's the interchange that 179th is fixed for certain roads that they can add additional trips to the intersection.
So would you bring to the hearing then the criteria to understand what it would take to lift the whole Urban Holding?
There has to be capacity to relieve the congestion there. On 179th.
I understand that. I think we want to put into the record specifically what we're up against with the idea of lifting this Urban Holding. So.
Urban Holding lifting is not on the table.
All right, we understand that.
Okay, gotcha.
Because we're making changes to something that functionally can't go forward.
I'll let us steal another cookie.
Don't think of it that